This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Election Commission has asked RJD leader and former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details about the voter ID displayed by him at a press conference amid allegation of possessing two electors' photo identity cards. The Electoral Registration Officer of the Digha Assembly constituency in Bihar stated that the voter ID card shown by Mr. Yadav at the press meet yesterday was not issued by the Election Commission. The BJP today alleged that Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav has committed a crime by keeping two voter IDs, noting that his epic number he cited at a press conference was different from the one he officially carries. Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra asked whether Mr. Yadav has presented wrong facts to the Election Commission. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in railways. The minister was speaking after flagging off the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya-Kant weekly train from Bhavnagar Railway Station in Gujarat today. On the occasion, the minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. Mr. Vaishnaw said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है. नई पटरियां बन रही है, नई तरह की ट्रेन आ रही है. ट्रेन को साफ रखना, स्टेशन को साफ रखना, नए स्टेशन बनाना, कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं. और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है. मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है, एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर.
Later in the day, addressing the Viksit Bharat Samvad in Bhavnagar, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted India's surging economic strength and technological progress post-pandemic and urged citizens to join the national mission for a developed India. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will be on a five-day state visit to India from tomorrow. He'll be accompanied by First Lady Madam Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials in addition to business representatives. This is the first visit of President Marcos to India since assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions. President Marcos will also be meeting President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is also scheduled to call on President Marcos during this visit. President Marcos will also visit Bengaluru before returning to the Philippines on the 8th of this month. Ahead of Delhi Assembly monsoon session beginning from tomorrow, Delhi Assembly has become paperless. Union Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal today inaugurated the National E-Vidhan application NEVA and a 500 kilowatt rooftop solar power plant in the Delhi Assembly premises. Speaking at the inauguration, Mr. Meghwal hailed the initiative as a model for sustainable governance across India. He credited this remarkable progress to the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and praised Delhi's legislature for embodying this transformation where sustainability, self-reliance and digital empowerment go hand in hand. Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been suspended from today onwards from both the Baltal and Pahalgam routes. Divisional Commissioner Kashmir Vijay Kumar Bidhuri in a statement said that due to the recent heavy rains, critical repair and maintenance works are required on both the Baltal and Pahalgam routes. England strengthened their position on day four of the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against India at the Oval in London. Chasing a challenging target of 374 set by the visitors, the hosts looked in control during their second innings. However, play was halted due to bad light, bringing an early end to a tense day's action. At the time of suspension, England were 339 for six. And that's the end of this news bulletin.